It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
And welcome to The Car Doctor Show. This is Car Doctor Kevin Raywinkle along with Tom Claxton. If you have any questions, give us a call or send us a text, 343-0106. The show is brought to you by UJ Chevrolet, serving Mobile since 1939. Alabama Pipe and Supply, Competition Head Service, and Ed Seafood Shed.
The fabulous Seafood Shed.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yep. And the unbelievable, awesome Dewey, the Miller man.
Yep. Dewey Miller for Competition Head Service on Butler Drive, right there off Government Boulevard. 251-666-7187.
7187 is the Dewey man.
Yep. He'll take care of any of your machinist needs. But looks like we got a caller online. Let's go ahead and get her caller going this evening. Call, you with us?
You already know who it is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
It is the Donut Man.
Hell yes, our number one fan.
Yes, sir. And listen, if you forget it, call me and I'd remind you that I am the number one fan.
I have to remember how to get in touch with you. And wake you up about midnight when I think about it.
Okay, do that. We'll give you my number on the air, but everybody else will be calling. Right.
Oh, I got your number. You know I got your number.
Oh, okay. I got a question.
All right, Mark.
Is there anyone there with an iPhone to pull up stuff?
Well, I do have a smartphone, but, I don't cheat.
Don't worry about it. When was the first backup put in the car, reverse? When was the first one? What year was?
Oh, you talking about a reverse gear?
Yes, sir. What year?
Oh, shoot. I don't know.
That had to go back to 18, wouldn't it?
I would think so. Somewhere.
1905.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
What car? What kind of car, Marcus?
I forgot it.
Well, wait a minute now. We don't have no half donkey stuff here.
You know, when you get my age, it's hard to write down things.
Yep.
I can't write my own reading. That's why I don't do it.
So how y'all guys doing?
We hanging in. How about you?
Pretty good. All is well. What y'all here talking about? What he talking about?
I don't know yet. I guess we'll find out after a while when this sucker wakes up from a nap.
Yeah. When I hang the phone up, he'll be calling.
Yep.
You have a blessed day, buddy.
1905.
Yes, sir.
Talk to y'all gentlemen later. I'm listening to the show.
Thank you, sir.
The favorite show in Mobile, Alabama.
Thank you, Mr. Marcus.
Yes, sir. Bye now.
All right.
What a fine guy.
He is. But 1905, that's probably either a Model T or something like that. But it could be. There were so many little startup car companies.
Well, they were, you know. They had the Studebakers, and that's where all the General Motors cars started out. As separate car companies, you know, the Buicks, the Cadillacs, the Pontiacs, and all that stuff was, it was all separate.
Right.
And
what was his name?
I don't know what that guy. I don't remember his name, but I know he bought up all those companies.
Durant.
Yeah, Durant, and made it General GMC, General Motors Company.
Right.
And brought all that in under one umbrella, but then he lost his job over it.
Lewis Renault. Did it in 1898. It had a 3-speed transmission plus a reverse gear.
Renault? Well, that would have been in Europe then.
Yeah.
Does it show American?
That was the first one. Let's see the rest of them.
Oh, we have our guru here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're looking things up, though.
So we got another Marcus.
We're cheating.
Except he can see.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But, all right, when you find it out there, Marcus Jr., let us know.
Yep.
Yeah.
But anyway, Competition Head, we were talking about doing
yeah,
another.
Dude,
he's
a good job, you know, man.
Does a good job on machine work. If you need some of your engine stuff worked on, he'd be a great guy to go see, and he can take care of that for you. You know.
Yeah, I talked to a guy at the car show the other day, and he was looking for somebody to do some cylinder heads on one of the older model cars.
Yep.
But, you would think, well, there's not many of those old cars left. Mm-hmm. But, man, I started looking for car shows to get our date for our my new car show, like the Veterans Helping Veterans
right
thing, and I couldn't believe it. I mean, it's like 100 and something different car shows.
Oh yeah,
I mean mostly, we got like 2 a weekend.
Yeah, yeah. It's this, of course, around here. This is the best time of year to have car shows. The weather is perfect.
Yeah, you know,
except for last Saturday.
Oh yeah, but, well, you know,
it was.
Look how long we went without anything.
I know, but it all through October is a great time, even into November. You know, because you know the weather is cool. I mean, it's not burning up hot.
Right.
Usually, you don't have a lot of rain. And, you know, people want to get their cars out. It's right after cruising the coast when everybody's got their stuff ready, yeah, you know, to go show off. And, I mean, I've hit, well, this is the, fourth car show in you know, in a month with my
right. Well, so, your cars, the trucks, yeah.
Yeah, so
you've been taking your 55 or your truck?
I took the truck and the car to cruising the coast, and I've taken the car to last okay. three shows.
By the way, he's,
it was parked in the back, and it was cleanest, so I took it. So,
you know, by the way, Kevin's got some awesome rides, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome rides. They're in excellent shape, too.
Yeah.
I think he gets somebody else to work on them.
Yeah, I do.
His wife probably keeps them up for him.
Somebody was
they got a duster out there to dust it off the dust on them, you know.
I was talking to somebody the other day that's in the automotive business and all the new stuff that's coming down the pike, and it's like, you know, I keep a couple classic cars around so I can go home and be sane again for a little while,
working right,
on something
yeah.
with a distributor and a carburetor, and just yeah. you know, it
just raise the hood and say, oh, that's a real engine right
yeah,
there.
It doesn't have 9 million wires to control it. You know, yep, I'm good. Yep. You know,
and you don't have to remember the color code on all the wires.
Yep, exactly. You know, you used to could remember, look at a wiring harness and say, okay, well, that's that color, so it goes here. This one goes there. This
right,
one goes
right.
there.
Yeah.
Now there's so many wires in the car that there's still some basic colors that
right,
you know
right.
and some of the common ones you see all the time, but you'll have, you know, there'll be 12 gray wires and they'll have different color tracer lines mm-hmm. on them and that kind of stuff, and then you got to try and remember where all that goes. I don't even try anymore. It's just not
well, it's
not
feasible.
Yeah. There's limited number of space up here. You
oh
know?
Yeah.
So I
yeah.
Don't,
well,
I don't,
after 1,000 and something certifications,
yeah.
I would think so. You know, but you know, we yeah. kind of got off at a little tangent there, but which we normally do.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't want to forget the fact that Dewey does such an unbelievable job,
mm-hmm.
and he's got any kind of equipment over there that you'd want. And as we said, he does have 2 of those fancy computerized machines.
Yep.
And, you know, I believe I see some on NASCAR. One of the guys does it. Was it Haas, H-A-A-S?
H-A-A-S, yeah.
A-A-S, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's all about
automation.
Automated,
yeah.
you know, milling machines where you basically punch in a program, put a piece of base material in there, and it
oh, yeah.
machines a part out of it.
You start out yeah. with a slug of something in aluminum or whatever, and you wind up with a real part.
Right, right. So yeah. it's really neat stuff. And if you want to make a change to something, you can sit down, you can make your
right.
make your changes
you
on
go.
The computer, and,
yeah.
and come up with a different part. You know.
All right. Yeah. What 666-7187?
Yep.
666-7187. The Dewey man. Dewey
yep.
Miller.
Does
a fine
job.
Gentleman.
Yeah.
You know,
the classic car industry is still running strong. I
sure
mean,
it is.
We had, you know, I think they had almost 10,000 registered cars at Cruising the Coast. There's, you know, 300 plus cars go through Tommy English's place
yeah.
for his car
yeah.
show. The Shirley Looney car show had, you know, I don't know, probably 200 something
yep.
cars over there, which remind me I was supposed to go by and pick up something from them. I
probably got a little trophy or something over there.
Somebody left me an award over there, so I got to go back and get it.
There
I didn't
go.
Get to stay long that day, but, you know, you had your car show at the racetrack. There's
yep.
another one coming up this week. There's just,
it's just unbelievable.
You know, so the classic car hobby is strong. You know, they are people are spending money and spending time on. You know, it's just
yes,
a good, it's a good clean hobby to do.
It is.
Yeah,
it is,
really
you know.
Is. But
now, I don't know where they're cheaper than a bass boat or you know a boat, but I would think you know normally once you get one fixed, you don't have to keep spending money on it.
Well, the difference is you can buy a bass boat today, and tomorrow it's worth less than what you paid for it. You can buy a classic car, and if you take care of it, it's going to be worth more than what you paid for it.
It's like money in the bank.
So it's a hobby that you can get out, you can enjoy, you can take family with you. Mm-hmm. It's good, clean fun, yep. And you can enjoy riding around in a nice old car. You get thumbs up and looks and comments from everybody you go by. Yeah.
I had one
good comments.
Just like
I've had a bunch of comments before when I drove, but it was not necessarily good ones. But
you drove the race cars, right. The bottomless pit.
Yeah, and sometimes on the street too. But it's a lot of fun. But anyway, it sounds like it's time for us to take a break. We're going to take a break and let you hear from our sponsors, and we'll be back.
Pair of boots and a sack of clothes. Free and easy down the road I go. Hanging memories on the highline poles. Free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road I go.
It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
Well, I left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillacs.
And welcome back to the Car Doctor Show. This is Car Doctor Kevin Raywinkle along with Tom Claxton. If you have any questions, give us a call or send us a text, 343-0106. But talk about sponsors a little bit. We'll talk about UJ Chevrolet just a little bit.
Fantabulous UJ Chevrolet.
We've got a little bit of an inventory sitting out front right now.
Ooh, come buy you one. We get two if you like.
Time to come look at some new ones. If you haven't seen one of the new Chevrolets with the Chevrolet trucks with the new infotainment screen, it's a larger screen. Does a lot more. Very nice setup. You need to come out and do yourself a favor.
I noticed you said infotainment.
Yep.
Is that a new name, a new word?
Somebody coined that one. It was not me.
Okay.
But it's basically the infotainment system.
Elaborate on that a little bit.
Which that is your vehicle setup information as far as your driver preferences, as far as like, do I want the horn to blow when – when I hit the remote to lock and unlock, do I want the lights to flash? Do I want the doors to lock when I pull off? Do I want to be able to roll my windows down with my key fob?
All of that's variable now. It's not automatic.
Right. You can adjust how that works. Of course, all that's done on the center screen, which is your radio and entertainment system. Which your AC can be pulled up there. It's a digital readout of everything, where the air's blowing, how it's doing, what's the temperature settings, all that kind of stuff.
What school do y'all send the people to before you sell them a new truck?
you have to sit them down and.
Put a 9-year-old kid with each truck?
That probably the best thing.
Yeah.
Because we got a bunch of old guys that
I know.
We got to beat them into submission on whether they, on how to do all this stuff. Including myself.
I understand. So,
anyway, it looks like we got a caller online. Caller, you with us? Hello, caller.
This is Billy Bolton calling from the Alabama Confest. I'm trying to get a hold of the Honorable Tom Claxton. Is he available?
Well, we got to find one first.
we got an old Mississippi boy here trying to make a living. I don't know about that Tom Claxton fella.
Hey, well, listen to this story. We got that Confest coming up again. We've been doing it since 1989, 3 days, free admission, free parking. You go to our website and see all the preview of what we got going. But I was talking to Ricky Barnes today. He said to tell you a big hello. He's going to be the MC for 3 days there on that stage.
Okay.
And Dave and Yvonne Lowe, they're still booking as of right now. I just talked to her. She said, get on the phone and call Mr. Claxton. I said, okay. So here we are, and we got plenty of food vendors coming. Free admission, free parking, pecan pies, pecan growers will be there.
Well, let me ask you this. Everybody wants to know, well, what is the pecan festival for? So what are you having it for, and then what are you doing with the revenue for it? that you derive from that?
Well, I would invite anybody out to the Tillman's Corner Senior Center and watch our seniors get a hot meal every day of the week. They start out with coffee in the morning. Some days we have covered dishes. And, you know, Tom, you've been out there.
I've been there,
you know,
and I've enjoyed the food.
Out there, and it's $1.50 donation. We're right there on Nevius Road. But that's, anybody wants to look at the books about where what we spend. But I'll guarantee you one thing. Hey, they enjoy it. It's the place for them to go. And when you become a senior, you start coming, okay?
Yeah, just as soon as I get to be a senior, I'm going to come more often.
I appreciate that car show you put on. I really enjoyed that. Now, you going to have another one next year?
Yes, sir. We're going to have one on September the 16th.
Okay. Well, let me know any way I can help.
That'll be a blessing. I want to see you out there. I know Saturday we'll be there Saturday morning before you all open. I hope you got a place left for that P.L. Wilson Detachment Marine Corps League we want to set up.
Right. Well, I'm looking forward to that. And also looking forward to, you know, the entertainers on that stage. And
what have you got lined up, Billy?
Tomorrow and see who all's going to be on the stage on the website.
Do you have any? You don't have anything on it yet?
Well, we got it, but they hadn't put it on the website yet. You know, it's a little slow, but sometimes it's like that. We got a teeny weeny circus coming in, and if you hadn't seen it, it is a one man circus, believe it or not. You go to his website. We got five of the biggest inflatables that you could find. We searched all over. We went all over the southeast to find them, and then we're bringing these rides in, and it's free too. I say rides. It's obstacle course, and it's blow ups, it's slides, and we're.
Is that for all the kids or the big kids or what?
Saturday.
Is that for the little kids or the big kids?
Well, we got it for all ages.
Okay.
On the inflatables.
Okay.
And tell Mama and Papa I'll bring those kids on out here. It's not going to cost them nothing. We don't charge parking. We don't charge admission. Our queen is from the famous town of Saraland. Her name is Brooklyn Stevenson. She'll be crowned at 12 o'clock. David Sessions will be crowning her, and we're looking forward to that. Commissioner of Agriculture will be there. Rick Pate. Oh, wait a minute. Look at my nose. No, he's sending his assistant. I think he had to go somewhere. But Coast Guard Commander will be there. We're looking forward to seeing him. Kids activities, con pies, inside and outside. We've got 40 acres, and it's all out and open on the school ground of W.C. Griggs School, and the address is 5055 Carroll Plantation Road.
Billy, everything's free. How do you make money? What do you sell it?
The food. You know, it's... You're trying to figure out how I put that thing on, don't you?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how you make money out of it if everything's free.
Well, have you ever heard the word sponsors?
Oh, yes.
Have you ever heard people that believe in Billy Bolton?
Yes, for over 35, 40 years.
I remember I went on your show way, way back there when you were over there at Comcast. You remember that?
Ooh, yeah, man. Long time ago.
Yeah, a long time ago, and
that's 30 years ago.
I just enjoy listening to the show, and some of our people are listening right now. They called and said, we're going to listen to 106.5. I said, okay. And look, if you got a banner, bring a banner and put it on the stage there and let people know about that talk show you got.
All right, we can do that.
One quick thing. One of our drummers used to drum for Jerry Lee Lewis.
Uh-oh.
Wayne Goff, and Kenny Reed drummed for Don Helms when he had him. If you know anything about Hank Williams, Don Helms was his steel guitar player, and Kenny Reed has got pictures showing him playing for Don Helms. And he played for Patsy Cline and Hank Williams. And we're talking about a long time ago. And we're talking about some people that don't listen to the radio popping on what I'm talking about.
Hank Williams, I do.
I asked a little girl the other day, do you know Hank Williams? She said, no, but I know Tanner Williams. I said, okay.
I hear you, Bob. I hear you.
Something for everybody out there, okay?
All right, brother man. You take care.
Appreciate
Mr. Billy Bolton and the fabulous Pecan Festival this coming weekend. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I think they get started about 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
I know that we're going to be there Saturday morning to try to set up and see if there's any veterans out there that are interested in joining the Marine Corps League and want to come down and participate with the rest of us jarheads. Mm-hmm. We're looking for somebody that could get us straightened out, but I don't know where that's possible.
Been looking for many years. It hadn't happened yet.
Let me open this Pandora's box.
Okay.
I see all kind of stuff on Facebook and the internet in the last 3 or 4 days regarding the problems that the fine people that have all of the damage down in Florida are having. Mm-hmm. And now the dang electric cars are catching on fire.
Yeah.
What the hell's going on?
Well, I don't know if you know this or not, but salt water and electricity don't mix real well. And the problem is if you do not go in and disable that car once it gets flooded, i.e. go in and pull the main disconnect switch.
Okay, now, any electric car has that availability?
Any electric car is going to have a main disconnect that kills the power. The inside of the battery will always be hot. The rest of the car you need to kill before you start working on it, getting around it, whatever. And what you also have is the cars always have a 12-volt battery in them as well.
Hmm.
So that needs to be disconnected. Because what happens is you get a car, when it's wet, it's not too bad. But when it starts drying out some, that salt will start making circuits across things.
Uh-oh.
And it will short circuits a lot of stuff. It'll turn the car back on. It'll turn lights on, horns, windows roll up, down, seats move.
Car cranks up.
It does all kind of weird stuff.
Starts moving.
And if it's a hybrid, it'll actually try and crank the motor and keep the battery charged up if it senses it's getting low. So all that has to be disabled. And really the only real way to do that is pull the main disconnect, pull the cable off 12-volt battery, or have somebody do it that is qualified to do that. And that way that car should be good to go, should be good to sit there and not hurt anything, as long as salt water did not get inside the main battery. If salt water gets inside that main battery, all bets are off, because you can't kill it, you can't do anything with it. You got to just
let it sit there and burn.
Put it off to the side and leave it alone. Yeah, stay away from it. Don't go up to it. Whatever. Mm-hmm.
What a glorious project we have now.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. It is going to be a problem. So but they're burning. Yeah, they are. And those cars, I'm sure they didn't get it disabled. The batteries are sealed from the factory, so they should be okay. But Things can create leaks. Yeah.
Oh, there's several things I'm going to bring up as soon as we come back from this glorious break.
Yep. All right. Sounds like we're going to take a break and let you hear from our sponsors. We'll be back. The truck driving man.
It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
And welcome back to The Car Doctor Show. This is Car Doctor Kevin Raywinkle along with Tom Claxton. If you have any questions, give us a call or send us a text, 343-0106.
Well, we were talking about the electric cars and catching on fire and all. Here's another area that of insurance I think is going to open up, and that is, and you just said it a while ago when I was talking to you about it, the people that live on the coast and are close to these sources of water and bays and gulfs and oceans and what have you, our homes, we have to pay more money on the insurance that we have. And then if you're in a certain area, you have to buy wind and water damage insurance, or if you got a mortgage, you can't get the mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here we go we've got these electric cars, and all of a sudden we know we have a problem. What is that going to do to the insurance on those cars? On the one hand, and like you said, if you can get insurance,
right, right,
and that's a possibility.
Well, yeah, I'm sure it is. You know, I know it can't make the insurance go down. I don't know how it's going to work. You know, it's and one of the factors that they take in on insurance is not only the value of your car, but okay, after it's totaled, there's a value equated to that where they can sell this car at auction or into wrecking yards and that kind of stuff, where they recycle the car and they're able to move on, and that has value to that. Well, if you have a car that gets flooded, electrical, there's not much left on that car that's very good. You know, it's going to be totaled, but even the total value of that car is not going to be a lot, because you might can get some sheet metal off of it, but that's going to be it.
Right.
You know, so that's going to be interesting to see. Just, you know, yeah,
see how that works out. I think this is a new facet of problems that are occurring mm-hmm. for these new electric cars. And, they haven't really sold me on the fact that these cars are really cheaper to operate because of mm-hmm. the cost of the batteries
right,
and the replacement
right.
cost of the batteries. And then on the other hand, what are we doing to our countries where we're mining all of these minerals
mm-hmm.
and in the foreign countries where we're mining all those minerals? And
right.
we've got kids over there wallowing around, you know, in the water, mining yeah. stuff. And you know, and then they get these two kids up there at Hyundai in around Montgomery somewhere.
Right.
They're 15, 16 years old.
If that.
Yeah, are working in the plants up there, and then they want to shut down the plant. Mm-hmm. But wait a damn minute. What about all these kids that are mining this product and minerals in these foreign countries to build, you know, to get the minerals so that we can refine them and make batteries? Yeah. For our fabulous electric cars.
Well, they're not doing it, so it ain't their fault or their problem at that point, you know, even though they're creating the need for it. You know,
we've got to wake up one day.
I don't know.
The public has to do that, though. You know, and by not buying those damn things. Excuse my friend.
We've got to be self-sufficient on whatever mode of transportation or energy we have and
right.
we do. I don't care if it's coal, air, water, you know, natural gas, oil, gasoline, electrical, whatever, you know, we got to be able to produce it 100%
right,
here.
Right,
you know,
right.
We don't need to let our strategic oil reserve get down to where we don't have one either.
Right.
You know.
And isn't it neat to see them coming to Alabama with plants to build those batteries?
Mm-hmm.
You know why they're coming here? We have a mineral called graphite.
Yeah,
graphite in the state of Alabama,
mm-hmm.
and we have a big source of it.
Yeah,
that's one of the big products that they're after.
That's one of the things that they're looking for in there.
Right, it's the graphite.
So
it helps build those batteries.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know,
so I don't know. Are we going to be dealing with electric cars not too far down the road, more so than we're doing now? Absolutely.
Sure.
You know, people ask me all the time, do I think that all this is going to go away when we have a change in our leadership?
Nope.
So somebody might call it. And no, it's not going to go away. It may not be as fast-tracked as it is being now, but it's still coming.
It's
and,
coming.
You know, first off, they've started all this, and everybody has spent a fortune to get this going because they've been forced to.
Right.
So they can't afford to stop now. They can't just pull the plug and throw all that away.
Look at a couple of the manufacturers have already said, I think it's like 25 or 30. Mm-hmm. They're talking about they're not even going to build any more gas-powered vehicles. Everything's going to be electric. Well, now, wait a minute. If you're having to mine the minerals to do that, have you ever seen a mine that run by itself?
Right. Right.
They have bulldozers, They have excavators. Mm-hmm. They have dump trucks. And then we, you know, that all runs on diesel fuel.
Yeah, right? You could run them on electricity, but when you start doing a heavy load on some of that stuff.
You'd have to charge them every load.
Right, and that's the problem they get into.
Yeah. And then, you know, then you have to put it on a train and a boxcar and haul it to the plant.
Yeah.
And those big diesel engines run on diesel. We're not going to get away from oil, people.
Right.
You know?
Well, it's just like, you know, they had equipment that was made for clearing land and cutting down trees and logging business and all that kind of stuff. And they decided, you know, hey, you know, maybe we'll make them out of battery power, you know, make them out of electric power.
How'd that work out?
Well, you know, the problem is you could work them for about 4 hours, and then you had to drag a diesel generator out there for about 8 hours and run it to where you could charge it back up, where you could work it for 4 more hours. So I don't know if that really worked out for them.
We're not. Yeah. I mean, you know, I see it coming. But we're just really not ready for it.
No.
They haven't refined it enough and got it squared away enough. And it's just, I'll go off on another tangent. It's like the quick project vaccines that we've been forced to take.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't studied that, checked it out on people. What is the after effects on it? Do your arms fall off or your ears fall off 3 years from now down the road?
Right.
Does one eye close and the other one open wide open? Or then you got half of your hair is gray and the other half is yellow?
Mm-hmm.
Or what? I mean, we don't know.
Right.
Because we haven't tested it.
No.
We all of a sudden, we just had to do it, man. It had to fast track it. And that's the same thing we did with electric cars and all.
Mm-hmm.
And then now we have long term COVID. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look at this stupid Levaquin that I've taken, it's got me crippled.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Here's an antibody, a statin drug, that's supposed to be great for you. And all you people that are out there taking the statin drugs for your cholesterol, stop and read your by effects or the after effects.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, what happens to you if, you know, can happen to you taking those drugs. Right. Well, now I'm crippled because it's messed up my Achilles, you know, in my leg.
Right.
From taking a pill to get well. And the pill made me sick. Come on.
Yeah.
Well, we're doing the same thing with electric cars. We're doing that with all of our industry. Come on, guys. We got to wake up.
Well, you know, there's going to be a place for electric vehicles, but there's
Sure there is.
I feel like there's always going to be a place for, you know, some kind of internal combustion engine.
Right, right.
Because, you know, you go off, okay, just say you want to build a new subdivision somewhere out in the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
There ain't no power out there. You know, you got to put the power in out there. So you got to get it all cleared. You got to run all the sewer, the water, everything out there. And then you can run the power lines out there to it. You're burying those. Then maybe you can get a meter put in
somewhere.
Wait a minute.
You can buy solar power panels.
Well, you got
to make that out of, though. Isn't it funny what they make that stuff out of?
Yeah.
Oil.
Yeah.
Plastics, you know. Oil.
Plastic. Oil.
Yeah. And look, but you can get a big windmill. You get a windmill farm and put it right out in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
What do they make that out of?
Well, oil. Yeah.
Come
steel.
On.
Steel. You know? Oil. Yeah. What's it take to make steel? You know, you're pretty much.
We all come into town on a turnip truck, but we're really not stupid, okay?
Right, right.
Now, sometimes I act that way, but I mean, you know, not saying I don't do that on purpose.
Yeah, not, Marcus, and we're not saying.
Marcus already said that about me.
Yeah, we're not saying that the technology is not going to move forward. It's not going to, and that it's not going to get much better and be way more feasible, but. And as far as driving these electric cars and stuff right now, I mean, they're very, very nice to drive.
Oh, they're
nice. Quiet. They're smooth.
Nice. They're quiet.
They got more power than most of your gas-burning vehicles.
They're fine. And there's a place for those vehicles.
Yeah, absolutely.
But there's not a place for them to take over our total industry.
Right. I mean, it's just I would not be afraid to buy one for my wife to use because, I mean, she's working from home. So she drives, if she drives 500 miles a month, I'd be surprised.
Okay.
You know, I don't think it's that much. I don't think it's that much.
That would be a good call for her.
So that would be absolutely perfect for her. She doesn't go any distance if she does. If she needs to go somewhere, we got cars.
I imagine.
It's not a problem. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that would probably be, a decent vehicle for her to do what she does, run around town, run around out where we live and, you got enough range on
like
them. You can run all around when you need to do
there's
there.
A place for it, but it's just not ready to take over our whole system.
Yeah, it's not ready yet, but it's coming, I guess. But anyway,
down this road, baby.
It's going to happen. So we're going to take a break and let you hear from our sponsors, and we'll be back.
We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. Time these kinds of like a bandit runs. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some tell my mind it breaks. Let it all hang out cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta and there's beer in Texarkana. And we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, load it up and truck it. Are we gonna do what they say can't?
It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
Welcome back to the Car Doctor Show. This is Car Doctor Kevin Ramick along with Tom Claxton. If you got any questions, give us a call or send us a text, 343-0106. But I guess we beat up on electric cars enough. We done slammed them.
Let's straighten Marcus out.
Yeah, yeah. He was close. He was close.
Philip, you got your mic?
Yeah.
All right, now you found the deal that Marcus had. Read that to us.
Right. It wasn't until 1905 that the reverse gear was present in the vast majority of cars. And the other one was that the first Oldsmobiles and Cadillacs introduced in 1901 and 1903 respectively had a reverse gear, as did the world-changing 1908 Ford Model T. But in between that time and 1905, most cars
that was kind of, okay.
Right.
So that is,
they're both right. They're both parts of the same answer.
Right. He was in the neighborhood.
He did good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that first guy. First guy that pulled up to a curb figured, hey, what do I got to do now?
Yeah.
he pulled
up to the warehouse with his truck and wanted to back up to the warehouse and unload something.
Yep.
What do I do now?
Yeah, that's
right. I ain't going to walk up there and tote all that stuff. I'm going to turn this thing around and push it up there.
That's right. But anyway, that's it kind of goes along with what we were just talking about on electric cars. You know, people – they build something, then they realize, wait a minute, this thing needs to do something else.
Had to refine it.
They keep refining it. And they're still doing it.
Right.
You know, every day, what you buy today is different from what you bought yesterday. Right. Yeah, because they found something that needs to do better.
Well, look at this information panel you're talking about on these trucks. Mm-hmm. And the cars, I'm sure it's got something similar to that, you know. Well, they didn't have that 10 years ago.
No.
They didn't have it. Three years ago,
right,
that had the ability to do all of the things it's able to do now.
Right.
You know?
I mean, there's I got an 07 Tahoe, which was top of the line in 07. And the technology in that thing is nothing compared to what we have now.
Heck no.
You know, and that's, I mean, it's not a new vehicle by any means, but it's not ancient either.
No,
you know?
No.
So, you know, just in that time period. But even from the, say, 14 model Chevrolet truck to the current model truck, that is day and night difference.
Oh, yes.
You know, between those two. So, but it's, you know, it, I don't know. There's always going to be innovation. There's always going to be change. So, you know, like I say, they're constantly updating and improving, and well, we say improving, but they're attempting to improve every time they build something new. Some things work, some things don't. But I've said it 100 times, you know, you don't know what it's really going to do until you put it in the hands of Billy Bubba and his buddy out here.
There you go. Right.
And let them go off on a weekend tangent somewhere and find out what comes back. Okay. You can put all the test miles on it with your guys and engineers and all the electronics on it and all that and get all the data, and that's all well and good.
Yep.
It ain't nothing like putting it out there in the public and let them see what it's going to do.
There you go.
But, it's just – we do the same thing in racing. We'll get out there and we'll test and we'll fine-tune the car and we'll work on it. And, this is the greatest thing we've ever sat in. Go out there, but you don't know what you got until you put it in a race with 20 or 30 other people.
Right.
You know, how does it race around other cars?
Sure.
You know, so sure. – and that's where you really find out. And that's where – us as a small team with our race cars and truck, we don't get to race a lot. We race some throughout the year, but the people that go and race multiple times every week through the whole year almost, they have a huge advantage.
Oh, heck yeah.
They get more information than we do. But it looks like we've got a caller. Caller, you with us?
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
I'll use that term very loosely.
Hey, watch it, boy. Hey, we got a cutoff button here.
Uh-huh.
We fade you out.
You know what? I got a new telephone, Tom. You know, I'm an old man and got a new telephone, and it didn't transfer my notes over.
Uh-oh.
And you forgot? I missed out on you tonight, brother.
You forgot?
Yeah.
All right, well, look, Billy Bolden did a real good job, and he brought us up to date. How about you elaborate for a few minutes? We don't have much time left. We'll give you 3 or 4 or 5 minutes here. Bust away about what's happening.
I've been talking for about 4 or 5 days.
I know it. Well, I know that, but right now you only got 4 or 5 minutes. So talk about the Pecan Festival.
You know, it's been going on a long time, Tom, and we always have such a great time. It's good, clean, wholesome family fun and entertainment for all ages, and it takes place this coming weekend. We're going to kick things off Friday, and it's located on Carroll Plantation Road, just right behind W.C. Griggs School. And we've got all kind of activities for the kids to do, the bouncy houses and the slides and all of the good inflatables they'll have out there free of charge. Not going to cost anything to get in. Come in, arts and crafts, all sorts of good eats, and that good old pecan pie.
All right. Be prepared to buy some pies, baby, because that's the way they make their living.
That's right, buddy. I tell you what, and all the proceeds really go to a great cause. It's to feed the senior citizens throughout the year. And we do this every year, the Tillman's Corner area. We're very privileged to be a part of it. This will be, I think, my 35th year, Tom, to be the master of ceremonies.
Lord, you're about to get on regular.
I'm about to get on regular. I'm about to learn exactly how it's done.
I hear you. Yeah, man, you keep practicing, you might get to do a good job. But we only have a couple of minutes left, man. But it's been a pleasure to talk with you and Billy both about what's going on out there. But do you know off the top of your head some of the music is going to be there?
Well, I don't have that list, Tom, with me right now. But I know the Reed boys are going to be there, you know, the Kenny Reed and all the crew.
All right.
They play some of the best music Sunday now. It's all Southern gospel music all day long.
All right. Do they have a website where we can look that up?
You go to www.alabamapecanfestival.com.
Okay. That's cool. We'll look all that up. Appreciate you giving us a call. Shout out, buddy.
Antique cars and just a whole lot of fun. And it's not going to cost anything to get in. That's a no charge for parking. It's absolutely free.
Oh, that's kind of tickets I like.
You know what? You can't beat it with a stick, man.
All right. Thank you, Big Ricky Barnes.
Brother, I appreciate you. God bless you guys, and God bless America.
Amen, brother. Appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Simplified. Do it now.
Yes, sir.
Sounds like a really good time be had this weekend out there.
Yep. Yeah. That's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday event. So They're there for 3 days, so you got plenty of time to come out and look around.
Thanksgiving's coming up, and it'd be a good time for some pecan pie.
Get
to be
you
gotten.
Some pecan yeah. pie, baby.
Yeah, you yeah. know it's good stuff.
Yeah.
You know it's good stuff. But anyway, I hope I know we're about to run out here, but I hope everybody got through this the weather we had this past weekend. I know a couple people that had tornadoes, you know, in their backyards and tearing some stuff up, but I hope everybody survived here local. You know, our thoughts go out to you. You know, it's such a pain to you got to clean up. You
oh
know,
man, yeah.
You know, fences and roofs and dealing with insurance companies and the whole nine yards. But anyway, sounds like we have run up to the end of our show. I want to thank everybody for listening to the Car Doctor Show. This is Car Doctor Kevin Ramkel, and I'll be back next week.
And all of our fine veterans and first responders out there,
roll on along.